It's okay. Go ahead. Take your time. Can you see clearly now? Has the fog lifted from your mind? Can you understand me? That's good. I've been waiting here patiently for you to wake up, but it's okay. I've enjoyed it. You're very nice to look at. Oh, God. That sounded way too creepy. I'm sorry. But what I meant was that you're very peaceful when you sleep. It was very soothing and relaxing to me, just listening to you breathe. Yeah, I suppose that might not sound better, but let's face it. Anything that I say is going to sound at least a little creepy since you're restrained on my bed. Yeah, I'm the one that did that and brought you here. That's right. I'm not going to gloss over the fact that that's what I did. But you don't have to worry that you're in any danger. I'm not going to hurt you. You're not here because someone's mad at you and there's a contract in your life or you accidentally committed some unknown slight and I'm taking my revenge. Or because this is a prank and I'm going to humiliate you. Or even because I'm going to ask for money or anything like that. You're here because... God. I've had so much time to rehearse what I was going to say and... Now that it's coming out of my mouth, I'm too embarrassed to say it. Yeah, that's right. I am a yandere. I'm your yandere, but not the psychotype. I just wanted to... Why is it so difficult? I just wanted a chance to... show you how much I could love you. I could have talked to you, but we both know how well that would have worked. You see, I've been watching you for a while. Yeah, it is weird. Yandere, remember? Well, the point is that I've seen how you are with girls. You're very handsome. A lot of girls have shown interest in you. But you're also very timid. You freeze or you leave. You just can't do it. So... if I would have tried to speak with you, then we wouldn't actually be speaking now, would we? It's okay. You don't have to apologize. I'm not saying that to make you feel like this is somehow your fault. I'm saying it to help you understand that I just really, really wanted... some time with you to show you who I am without you running away and to make you an offer. I am your yandere. I've caught you and you're mine, but well, I'm what you might call a reverse yandere. What do I mean by that? Well, like I said, I've caught you already and you're mine. And I want you to be mine. I really do, Umborna. If you choose to not love me back, there will be only one punishment. I will release you. That's right. You heard me correctly. My only punishment will be that I will let you go. Yeah. That doesn't sound very much like a yandere, does it? But I'm going to keep you here no matter what for 1 week. That will keep you from running and give you time to get to know me. And in that week, my goal is to get you to trust me and to love me for who I am. I want to show you that I'm really going to love you. And I'm going to start by climbing into bed behind you here. So you're resting against me as we talk, while I massage your chest and shoulders. Yeah, I knew that would make you nervous. Like I said, I know how shy you are, but I also know how much you want someone to do this to you. You see, I haven't just seen the girls you've rejected. I've also seen the bullies that have tormented you. And I've seen how little support and nurturing you get at home. You think you're worthless, don't you? You think that everyone is better than you are and nobody would ever want to truly love and care for you. You think that there's no reason why any girl could actually like you. So, whenever some pretty girl shows interest, you're afraid that she's just trying to hurt you. Or that even if she really is interested at first, she's only going to find out how worthless you are eventually and break your heart. So you don't let that happen. You hide yourself from everybody. That's just easier than hoping someone will stand by you no matter what, isn't it? That's alright. You don't have to answer me. I can tell that it's true by the way you're responding when I say it. And that's why you're here. I'm going to prove to you that you have value to me. I'm going to care for you. I'm going to do everything for you. The responsibility to make you feel loved is completely mine. You don't have to do a single thing. In fact, you can't do anything. I will show you how much you're worth to me in any way that I want. I think that you have value. I think that you're worthy of my love. I think you're wonderful. And I will do everything I can to show you that. You see, you're not the only one who feels like that. All I've wanted all my life is for somebody to tell me that I was worth it. That I was loved, that I was theirs, and they never let me go. But finding that special love is different for me than it is for you, right? Maybe I'm wrong in how I feel. But the fact is that When boys would tell me how beautiful I am, I would give in so easily. Because I wanted somebody to care about me. But then, they would take what they wanted and discard me as soon as they were satisfied. I'm not stupid. I know how pretty I am. I know what everybody wants from me, but when they would throw me away when they were done with me, it only reinforced a feeling in me that I didn't have any real value. So, as I move your head to my chest so you can lay on me while I run my fingers through your hair, I'm letting you know that I won't do that to you. I won't throw you away. I won't use you and then be done with you. I won't deny that you're very attractive to me, but I also want to let you know that I care about all of you. I want you to be okay in every way. Your heart and the mind, as well as your body. I want to get to know you, the real you, and I won't run. I won't tell you what you want to hear, only to discard you as soon as I'm done with you. I will stay. I will be faithful to you. But I only need you to give me the same in return. You see, I want to keep you. I want to keep you like this forever so you can never leave. I want you to snuggle up against me and in my arms for the rest of my life. But I'm selfish. I know that if I do that, I'll never really have all of you. And I want all of you, not just your body. I want your heart and mind to stay with me too. So, that's why, after you've had enough time to see how sincerely and genuinely I love you, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to give you two options. Give me all of you, or just leave. No, I'm not worried about what will happen if you leave. You can get the police if you want, or anybody else. It won't matter, because if you decide to leave me after I've shown you who I really am and how much I really love you, then I'll know that I really don't have any worth and, well, I won't be here when you return in one way or another. No, that's probably not fair to tell you that, but I want to be honest with you. You're my last shot at hope, at love. I'm tired, I'm very tired, and I'm wary. If I give you my heart and you hate me for it, I don't think I'll have anything left after that. And even if you stay, I admit that I'll probably still keep you like this again. At least for a while longer, because I'm scared. I'll still be so scared that my love isn't enough. What did you say? Hold on, let me move down beside you. I want to look into your eyes as you tell me. Here, now that I'm laying next to you, tell me again. You do understand. I was right about you and you feel the same way. You do think I have value. You know how hard it is to believe it when people throw you away so easily. You'll give me a chance to let me show you that I mean it, and you'll do your best to show me too. Thank you. I can't ask you for more, can I? What was that? Yeah. Of course I will hug you. Wow, look at us. Aren't we a crazy pair? You're the victim here and I feel like you've captured me. Yeah, I mean it. 1 week and then I'll let you do whatever you decide is best for you. Even if it's not what's best for me. But I've always known what's best for me. I've always known that I was destined to be by your side. Every time that I walked through those hallways and I saw you, so pretty. So handsome and tall and beautiful. I just couldn't help it. I mean, who really could? I don't think I should go into much detail about it. I don't want you to think I'm so crazy on the first day. Surely you don't think that, right? I told you already, even if I'm one of those yandere whatever, I don't really like that word. I'm just in love with you. Isn't that normal? I'm sure you've gotten crushes before, or even fallen in love before, right? You probably understand what I mean. It's fully normal, right? I wanted to live by your side, and there was truly no other way to do it other than this. I had been watching you for a long, long time, and trust me when I tell you, this wouldn't have worked any other way. I saw how you look at those girls. I saw how they go up to talk to you, but nothing ever comes out of that. You will never let your guard down for a girl, right? Even if you have so many after you. I don't know. I feel like I didn't have another chance. This was really my only chance at getting you, and I had to take it. You really don't think I'm crazy, right? You understand what I mean? The things that one can do for love. It puts you in sort of a trance. You really don't understand what's going on, but I had to have you. And now that I do, I'm just the happiest girl ever. You understand that, right? I'm happy that you do. You don't have to worry about anything here, okay? You're at my place and you're safe. Nobody knows anything. I'll keep you here and then whenever I let you go, it'll all be over. We can get out of the house and tell everybody about our love. We can go to class together. We can hold hands in the hallways and meet up after class. You can come back at my place to hang out anytime. And you can introduce me to your parents if you want to. I've always wanted to meet them. I know your mom. She seems like such a nice lady. You think they would like me? Yeah. We can just tell them that we met at school and we fell in love with each other there. It's basically what happened, right? Yeah. I'm so happy. untie you? I don't think I can do that, Yen. I told you that we had to wait for a week, but I promise that I will untie you then. Your muscles need to move around. Right. I guess you do need some mobility. It's okay. I'll give you a little massage. How about that? Just don't move and relax. I'll give you the best massage ever. Yeah, stomach massage. Do you not like them? Okay. I like stomach massages. They're very good for your bowel. I always knew you go to the gym. I wanted to do this for so long. Anyway, does this feel good? Okay, that's good. You can tell me wherever you need a massage, I'll give it to you. I just want you to feel good. What? Lower than that? Are your legs hurting? Not that low? Oh. Are you sure about that? Only if you want me to. Yeah, of course, darling. I'll do anything for you. I can see you're anticipating this already. I can feel a little thingy waiting for me here. It's so cute. Let me give it the massage that it deserves. Don't worry about it, baby. Just stay back and relax, okay? You don't have to do anything. Am I doing this right? Yeah? Okay. I can't believe I'm doing this to you. Oh, you're so much hotter than I thought. Are you sure that this is okay? Yeah? You had no idea how many times I dreamed about this. How many times I had to pleasure myself to the thought of this. And now you finally have it right in front of me. In my hands. What? I can have more if I want. Are you sure about that? Of course I want more. I want everything. Okay. Don't move, baby. I'll get on top of you. It's okay, don't worry. I'll just lift up my skirt. I dreamed of this so many times. I know exactly what to do to make you feel good. Oh, that feels so good. This is good for you too, baby. Yeah? I'm glad. Be a good boy and give me what I need. Give me what I've been waiting for this entire time. Every time that I ran into you at school, I couldn't help but think of how this would feel. This is my dream come true. And it's so much better than I could ever imagine. Oh. You're gonna stay here tied up the entire week. And I'm gonna have everything that I want from you. I'm gonna take every single thing. Every single night, every day. Anytime that I want. I'm gonna take everything. Fuck, this feels so good. You're mine now, baby. And none of those other bitches will have you, okay? None of those other girls in school that look at you like that. None of them will ever get to have you. You're all mine. You're mine forever.